of a five-year-old. I'm John Doman.
Dozens of those protecting the Capitol building have come down with COVID-19.
Supplies of COVID vaccine remain low in Virginia. With the latest on the rollout, I'm Michelle Bash.
At what point Dr. Anthony Fauci believes mass vaccination clinics would be beneficial? I'm Mike Marilla.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Cammie McCormick. As if the pandemic news could get any worse, now comes word the new UK variant of COVID-19 has been found in at least 22 states.
There's not much we can do about the virus mutating. That's what viruses do. They want to become more and more infectious and spread more easily. I think this is really a reason for us to be as vigilant as we can about our mask wearing and our social distancing.
Dr. Teresa Amato at Long Island Jewish Hospital. And then there are the continuing vaccine shortages, creating more anxiety for those who have gotten just the first shot, like this nurse in California.
All these thousands and thousands of people, they're getting their first vaccine. Will they be able to get their second?
Mola Linge has more on the latest guidance from the CDC.
Health officials now say that you can receive that second dose of vaccine up to 6 weeks after that first shot. So that's twice as long as the initial guidance. But ideally, that 6 weeks is the exception, not the rule.
Reporter Brooke Katz in Dallas on how communities are deciding who gets the shots now.
With the wait list in Dallas County as high as 300,000 people, how is the county identifying the most vulnerable? Steve Miff is with the nonprofit Parkland Center for Clinical Innovation. He says their special software applies various factors to determine the priority list.
Helping identify individuals and communities most at risk.
Starting with age and medical conditions.
And then we add employment, education, income, poverty, housing characteristics.
Many governors like New Jersey's Phil Murphy are confident in President Biden's plans.
I have complete faith that the Biden administration, by finally putting the full force of the federal government to bear into not just vaccine creation, but vaccine distribution and administration, will get us to where we need to be.
But executive orders can only go so far, and that's why President Biden is trying to sell lawmakers on a new nearly $2 trillion plan that, as an article of impeachment against former President Trump, heads to the Senate on Monday. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki asked about President Biden's view of the upcoming trial.
He's no longer in the Senate, and he believes that it's up to the Senate and Congress to determine how they will hold the former president accountable.
Here's CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The trial will begin the second week of February. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was pushing for such a delay.
Where the former president can mount a defense.
President Biden said he was open to a delay as it would give the Senate more time to approve his cabinet.
More time we have to get up and running to meet these crises.
Senate Democrats need 17 Republicans to join them to convict Mr. Trump. None are yet on board, and some are questioning having a trial at all.
This is CBS News.
New year, new budgets. Dell Technologies advisors give you real-time tailored advice. Plus, right now, get big savings on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's 6:03 on Saturday, January 23rd. 31 degrees, highs only in the mid to upper 30s today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron. The top local stories we're following this hour. A Silver Spring family is suing the Montgomery County Police Department and the county school system after an incident involving a five-year-old boy last year.
Shanta Grant says last January her son was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary without being noticed. She says when police finally found the boy, they were abusive, loud, and traumatizing to a five-year-old.
If the allegations are true, this is reprehensible behavior, and it's a failure of the system at multiple levels.
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Not only the failure to protect and serve this, again, five-year-old child, this little boy, but also what happened at the school.
Lawyers for the mom tell Bethesda Beat the allegations were all based off of body cam footage. Neither police nor the school system is commenting because of the ongoing litigation. John Dome in WTOP News.
Following the riot at the Capitol and the stepped-up security since then, COVID-19 cases are spiking among police and members of the military. 38 members of the U.S. Capitol Police Force have tested positive for COVID since responding to the deadly attack. And CBS News also reports about 150 National Guard members deployed in response have tested positive. Some National Guard troops protecting D.C. will be here longer than expected as the city remains on high alert for potential threats. NBC4 reports the Guard plans to continue supporting federal law enforcement agencies with 7,000 members, then draw down to 5,000 troops through mid-March. About 25,000 troops were on hand for the inauguration. If you're eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine and hoping to get your first shot soon in Virginia, leaders there want you to know you may have to wait a while.
Over the last 2 weeks, Virginia has only received about one-third of the vaccine it was hoping to get, just over 100,000 doses per week.
That is a very limited amount of vaccine each week.
And the Commonwealth's vaccine coordinator, Dr. Danny Avula, says
we are hearing from the federal government that this is likely what we can expect for the next few weeks at least.
He says Virginia is now using a population-based distribution plan. So, for instance, Fairfax County, with about 13% of Virginia's population, will get about 13% of the available doses, and so on. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
While many people are eager to get their COVID vaccinations, one Maryland lawmaker says he knows that others are still skeptical about the safety of the vaccines. So he tweeted about his experience.
Friday morning, Maryland State Delegate Jazz Lewis got his COVID-19 vaccination. He documented his experience on Twitter, noting that some people have had reactions. So how'd it go for him?
Nothing happened, but in case you do or typically have a reaction to vaccines, that's fine. They're there on hand to help you out.
Lewis, who is African-American, knows that vaccine hesitancy is a real problem.
But I think the time we're in now, where everyone's talking about equity and the like, I think we can trust what Dr. Fauci and our health officials are saying.
Lewis says getting vaccinated and keeping up with other safety protocols can help the economy get rolling and get kids back to school faster. And he says, yes, he'll keep wearing his mask.
I don't really think there's an excuse not to.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
For the WTOP Mystery Newsmaker Contest, listen Saturday and Sunday mornings during the 8 a.m. hour. We'll play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Be the first caller at 855-885-1035 to correctly identify the mystery newsmaker and win a $50 gift card to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, valid for online takeout or delivery orders only at their Chantilly or Fairfax locations. Visit WTOP.com, search contests for more information. Ahead after traffic and weather, we hear from Dr. Fauci on the effort to get the country vaccinated. It's 6:07.
Dave Preston here. I can't tell you how many times I've been watching football and wanted to bet the game on my phone. Well, guess what? Now I can, because FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Virginia. To celebrate, they're kicking things off in a big way. Right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the conference championship weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. Secure and simple to use, offering live betting on every game. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.